Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Criticized for firing Comey, President Trump fires back on Twitter.
What's news from the Wall Street Journal? Top stories without the noise.
I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Facing intense criticism over his firing of FBI Director James Comey, President Donald Trump responded via his favorite form of communication, Twitter. Trump accused Democrats of manufacturing outrage over Comey's ouster. Let's talk about the president's response and the reactions of others to the criticism with Wall Street Journal reporter Mike Bender, who is in Washington. Mike, it sure didn't take long for President Trump to fire back. These were a series of tweets this morning, weren't they?
Yeah, that's right. The firing of James Comey has been a four-alarm fire here in Washington on both sides of the aisle. The reaction surprised the White House last night and dominated morning TV news shows, which we know the president keeps a very close eye on. So a lot of his tweets in the morning were actually in response to senators and Democrats who were on television talking about why they were concerned and taken aback by Trump's decision to fire Comey.
And he said the Democrats were insincere. Was that specifically what he said in these tweets?
Yeah, here I'm scrolling through the feed here. I got to scroll down quite a bit here for Trump to get to the one you're talking about.
It's understandable.
There's been a series of Trump's tweets today, but he thinks that Democrats have been the most critical of Comey, and he says, quote, "Now they play so sad." So suggesting that this is part of a story, part of a drama, and Democrats are no longer playing their part. The reality here is that Democrats have been very critical of Comey. Republicans have been critical of Comey. People in the law enforcement community have been critical of Comey's handling of some of this. The fact that he went out there last year and had that long press conference to explain why he was not recommending charges against Clinton really put a lot of people off, who said that was not the role of the FBI director. You make your recommendation to the AG and let the attorney general make the call, let the prosecutors make the call, and stay out of the spotlight. That combined with this president's unwillingness to share the spotlight with anyone else, combined in a sudden decision yesterday to have him fired.
And one thing that Trump tweeted was, and I quote from your story here, "When things calm down, they will be thanking me."
Yeah, it's sort of ironic that this president, who is delighted, encouraged, and reveled in the chaos of the first 100 days, has been the very cause of the chaos. In a lot of ways, it's a strategy. His people have talked about this, about how they want to create a minute-by-minute news cycle to keep Democrats, to keep the media on their heels, and now he's talking about when things calm down. I don't know. I've covered Trump now for a couple of years, and I don't know. I'm not sure when it will ever calm down.
Yeah, when he says something like that, it's good not to hold your breath.
Exactly.
He said, and quoting again from your story, Mike Bender, the president retweeted an online article entitled 10 Major FBI Scandals on Comey's Watch. I'm curious as to where that article came from.
I'm still trying to figure out the answer to that as well. He retweeted the Drudge Report Twitter account, which, as we all know, is a well-read aggregator of conservative news. And the link that Drudge put up was from a group called Grabian News, which is not necessarily a widely read or certainly not considered anywhere close to the mainstream media.
I'm speaking with Mike Bender of The Wall Street Journal. He's in Washington, and you're listening to What's News.
Support for The Wall Street Journal and the following message comes from Wonder Capital. Wonder Capital's online investment platform allows you to invest in solar energy projects across the U.S. Earn up to 8.5% annually, while also diversifying your portfolio, curbing pollution, and combating global climate change. In fact, investors like you financed 40 large-scale solar projects in 2016, offsetting the CO2 emissions from 2.8 million pounds of burned coal. You can begin investing with as little as $1,000. And best of all, Wonder Capital doesn't charge any investor fees. To learn more, create an account for free at wondercapital.com/WSJ. Wonder Capital. Do well and do good. Past performance is not an indicator of future gains.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Mike, Democrats and Republicans criticized Donald Trump for his firing, and Trump brought up the fact that Democrats have criticized Comey in the past, and now, as you said, quoting him, now they play so sad. Some Democrats have acknowledged their past criticism of Jim Comey. You say senators such as Tim Kaine of Virginia, Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut said that shouldn't be interpreted as support for his dismissal, and Blumenthal talking about a looming constitutional crisis. The thing is, there hasn't been criticism of Trump's firing from everybody. Apparently, some Republicans are now defending it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, so I take the Democrats first. I mean, what the Democrats here are saying is that they can have both of these views at the same time, that they can criticize how Comey handled the Clinton email scandal during the campaign, but criticism doesn't mean that he should be fired. And they're raising some good questions about the timing of this. What it boils down to is that Trump just fired the man who's overseeing the investigation of his own campaign's ties to Russia and Russia's attempt to influence the election. There have been a lot of people around Trump, other prosecutors who have been dismissed, who are interested in untangling some of this. These are fair questions that the president and the White House have to answer. On the other hand, there are some people who are saying that it's within Trump's right to fire Comey. And I don't think any of these things are necessarily in conflict. It is within Trump's right. It's highly unusual to fire an FBI director. And the fact that he's done it while his own campaign is being investigated by the FBI just is going to continue. It's just going to continue to fan the flames of the story.
So where does it go from here right now? Obviously, they have to get a new FBI head to continue this investigation. Presumably, the investigation will continue.
Presumably, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of questions we still don't know yet. Comey was in California when he got quite literally news on the TVs and on mobile phone alerts that he had been fired. He took a private flight last night, overnight, got back into Washington, D.C. You know, are his records being preserved? Does he still have access to those things? We're looking for more answers on why Trump decided now to take this action. The stated reason is because of Comey's performance a year ago.
Right.
And then who's going to be in charge of the FBI? What happens to the Russia investigation? What Lindsey Graham has said, Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, who's been a frequent critic of Trump, he doesn't seem too concerned about it. He says that the FBI is filled with career professionals who will continue their work, and that the system and this investigation is bigger than James Comey. Certainly the Senate has its own investigations, and they can continue asking questions. So there's a lot of threads to follow on this one.
Wall Street Journal reporter Mike Bender reporting from Washington. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
Ambition comes with earbuds. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.